Hello, everyone, and welcome to Our Stories, lively and direct from the production studios at community radio station KHMB, 100.9 FM and 1710 AM. This podcast is a collection of news stories from CoastSideNews.com, publishers of the Half Moon Bay Review and the Pacifica Tribune. This podcast is a collaboration between the nonprofit Coastal Literary Arts Movement, Coastside News, and KHMB Radio. I'm David Gorn. Welcome to Our Stories, officially sponsored by the Half Moon Bay Brewing Company. And this is officially podcast number 17. That is a lot of podcasts. One every 2 weeks. That's, hold on, small brain alert processing. That is 34 weeks, which even my small brain knows is more than half a year. Anyway, there is news this week. I'm sorry, I said there is news this week about several of those podcasts. Hold on, let me turn that down. That's our story on Princeton, also known as Princeton by the Sea, also known around town and even out of town now as Princeton the Hip, which are two words I never thought I would put in the same sentence, Princeton and hip, but there you go. But first, I have to give you a couple of quick updates. We did a story on the repaving of Highway 1 and all of the possible roadblocks in its way, but it looks like that project is actually getting underway. That was in Podcast 3, we did that story. So just as a reminder, that repaving will take more than a year, and much of the work, including some loud work, will be done at night. The idea is to minimize the impact on traffic during the day. So yeah, it's going to take some patience and some understanding. We all want our roads repaved, right? Anyway, you're going to be seeing a lot of graders and excavators and my son's personal favorite, the crawler loaders. Another update is from a story we did back in podcast number 7, where we talked about the lack of urgent care and emergency room services on the coast and the effort by Dignity Health to establish urgent appointments, which wasn't the same thing as an urgent care clinic, but it was the closest thing we had to it. Well, that Dignity Health clinic recently closed, and Seton Coastside's emergency facility in Moss Beach has been under construction for more than a year and counting. The state is still suing over that ER closure, but the reality right now is the Coastside has no emergency room services and no urgent care clinic. There is no place to go if you have an urgent medical need, unless you drive to San Mateo or Daly City or Santa Cruz. That is unacceptable, but it is also real. And then last thing, I know I'm talking and talking here, but this is important. We did a story on sewers back a ways. It was podcast 4, and I do remember using the sound of flushing toilets, and I promise 100% I'm not doing that again. No flushing sound this time. It wasn't really cute the first time, right? So anyway, this was all about the fight between three local sewer agencies that share a sewage plant, so they have to work together. But the fight in the story was over whether Half Moon Bay would have to chip in to pay for the other agency's new pipe costs. Half Moon Bay said, no way. And the other agency said, hey, it's maintenance work, and we share the cost of maintenance. Well, this fight started in 2017. That's 8 years ago. One side won in court, then the other side won in court, and it all came down to the rubber match. One last court case. And Half Moon Bay lost. It is maintenance. Judge said so. I just thought you might want to know how that one came out. If you live in Half Moon Bay, sewer rates likely will go up because the city already has a structural deficit, and that cost for 62% of those pipes, well, it's not going to pay itself, as they say. Okay, we're done with that. Onward. Walking on a country road. I'm taking you out to Princeton by the Sea. It's a Sunday afternoon on the Coastside, and the Megatones are playing out at Jetty Wave, the new cool eatery in Princeton, and the place is packed. Now the thing is, Princeton itself is packed. There's a line out the door and down the street at Barbara's Fish Trap. It's like a beehive across the street at Half Moon Bay Brewing Company. Old Princeton Landing is jumping. Same with the Peruvian place, Costa Noa. The Brewing Company, Hop Dogma, is raking it in. There are people everywhere you look, and they're, well, they tend to look pretty good. Colorful and comfortable clothes, you know, tasteful, kind of, well, cool. And one of those cool-looking people is Michelle McCaffrey. She grew up on the coast side in El Granada. Then she moved to San Francisco. She just made the drive back down here to hit Princeton.
It's funny. I grew up here. I went to El Granada Elementary School, and I did sailing camp in the harbor when I was a kid, and it was so dingy then. And they used to say anybody who lived in the harbor, they'd call you like a harbor rat. And
exactly.
The idea was like people doing meth on their boats and stuff and very grungy. And it's just totally changed. And like, we love Jetty Wave, and Cafe Gibraltar was such a great restaurant. So the fact that they're serving the food here makes me really happy, because I missed it a lot when it closed.
So it's interesting. When we first got the brewing company, I thought, we are so lucky to have that place. And then the same feeling with Hop Dogma. I never thought the Coastside would have anything that cool. And then we got Costanera, and then Jetty Wave, and the coffee place here, Dawn Patrol. Even OPL, Old Princeton Landing, it's not your grumpy grandma's hangout anymore.
I know. OPL is putting on these amazing shows, and people are coming from San Francisco, which is where I live now, to come down to OPL. And I'm like, this is so funny, because it's like the dive bar that my dad and his friends go to, and now people from the city are coming to see shows down there. So it's really amazing. It's really cool.
I never thought I would say this, but Princeton is kind of hip now.
Yeah, I feel very proud of the changes. I think they're great.
We are at Taco Tuesday at OPL. It's low-key tonight, mostly locals, mostly families, filling up the place, spilling out into the yard area in the back just a little, where the kids mess around.
That's what we were going for. We wanted a family-friendly place with local foods, good music, cold beer, good root beer for the kids.
That's Brian Overfelt. He runs the place.
And I remember being in kindergarten at Fairlawn View, and my family lived in Clipper Ridge. I would have been 5. The bus would come down Airport Road and go into Princeton and do a loop. And I remember on this one yard, they were always welding. And I remember just seeing sparks fly off the side of a boat, you know? And as a kid, you're like, wow. And I love turning into Princeton. I remember it vividly, and I love every time we turned into Princeton, I loved it.
Now, you would think Overfelt might bristle a little at all of the bars and restaurants cropping up all around him. Really, it's just the opposite.
When Wyatt opened up Breakwater Barbecue, and my buddy Paul opened up Your Mom's House, and then there's Blue Ocean Brewery, the Half Moon Brewing Company, Mezzaluna, it's better. The more, the better. And now Soul Grind's moving in here.
That's my little tidbit of actual news in this story. The hugely successful and almost tragically hip coffee house in Pacifica, Soul Grind, it's moving in next to OPL.
All I want is the person next door to me to be successful. That's all I want. I want the person next door to me to be successful, because you bring in more people. And it becomes like a thing. Like, I think downtown Half Moon Bay became not the place to go compared to the harbor. The harbor really has so much to do with, from water sports to hiking to fishing to the bars and the restaurants and live music and Costanera and, you know, the mall and Hop Dogma. We can go on forever. And all is because you get a bunch of places firing on all cylinders. It's better. The more people, the more places that open up that are cool, the better.
And that is a wrap. We are done with podcast number 17. I would like to thank Coastside News publisher Emma Spaeth. Thanks, as always, to KHMB Radio General Manager Jim Henderson and Engineer Jay Michaels. Thanks to all of the Coastside News editors and to Peter Finch and the Coastal Literary Arts Movement for the support. Big thanks to our podcast sponsor, the Half Moon Bay Brewing Company. We'll do it again on Wednesday at 6 p.m. on KHMB Radio, on the Coastside News website, on Spotify and other apps. Check out some of our 17 podcasts and get your ears involved in the news of the Coastside. Thanks again for listening. Adios.